各位听众朋友大家好，我是赖志雄，今天要为大家讲解的是一个对话，现在就请大家打开我们这一套教材第54页。
Hello everybody, this is Bruce.
现在我们就一块来看，今天的是第82课了。我们看一个标题是投入大自然的怀抱，现在就要请 Bruce 为我们把这一课从头到尾念一下。
Lesson 82, Being Around Nature, Part 1, Dialogue. Ruby is trying to get her friend Tony to go bird watching with her. Ruby is both a girl's name and the name of a 宝石 home 宝石 is also Ruby. Tony is always a boy's name when it is spelled this way, T-O-N-Y, but if it is spelled T-O-N-I, then it's a girl's name, but they are pronounced the same, 都是 Tony. Well, Ruby begins our dialogue. She says, "You really should get some exercise, Tony. Why don't you come bird watching with me this weekend?" Tony complains. "That sounds boring. What's bird watching all about anyway?" She explains. "Bird watchers study birds in their natural surroundings. It's a great hobby." He asks, "What's the fun in that?" She explains again. "We enjoy listening to different birds sing, looking at them fly, and watching how they behave." Now Tony asks, "What else?" Again she explains, "Well, it's also relaxing to be around nature, and walking in the mountains helps keep you fit." Tony says, "Nothing's more relaxing than watching TV in my air-conditioned room." Ruby scolds him, "You're hopeless." And Tony scolds her, "And you're bird-brained."
Bird-brained, 这是骂人的话啦，就是笨蛋的意思。Bird-brained 加了 ed 做个形容词用，把 ed 去掉 ，a bird brain 那变成了名词了。
Right, and it has the same meaning, 就是呆子。
呆子的意思。现在我们来看 lesson 82, being around nature. Wow.环绕着大自然 ，around 就是围绕 ，being 呢就是一个 be 动词 ，you should be around nature 的意思，这样子，把 you should 省略掉了 ，be 把它变成 being around nature， 也就是环绕着、围绕着或者是抱着大自然。Whenever possible, you should go deep into the mountains and stay close to nature.只要是有空呢，多呢到这个山中去啊，然后呢接近大自然。别忘了这个 nature， 记住表示大自然是一个不可数的名词。我喜欢大自然，不要说 I love the nature， 而要说
I love nature，
这么说的。现在我们就来看 dialogue， 一开头 Ruby is trying to get her friend Tony.To go bird watching with her. Ruby, 他说 is trying to, 想要设法要 to get her friend, 叫他的朋友 Tony, 说服他干什么呢 to go bird watching with her, 跟他一块去赏鸟去观赏这些鸟类。这里 Ruby 这个主语啊，他这个大写的话当然呢就是一个女孩子的名字。如果刚才 Bruce 也告诉我们他还有另外一个意思，如果是小写 Ruby 呢，这可以指的是红宝石，是 It's a kind of gem. 他没有把那个 gem 说出来，宝石。那他用了中文说了，就是一种宝石。Gem 是这样拼的
，G-E-M， G-E-M， gem。
Ruby 是红宝石。哎，我在问蓝宝石怎么说
？Sapphire， S-A-P-P-H。I-R-E, 很奇怪的拼法 S-A-P-P-H-I-R-E, Sapphire.
那黄宝石怎么说啊？
没有黄宝石。
啊，没有黄宝石啊。
Well, actually, there is a kind of 宝石, but it's not so expensive, that is yellow in color, and they call that a citrine.C-I-T-R-I-N-E. C-I-T-R-I-N-E. Citrine.
可是有绿宝石吧？
有 That's emerald. Beautiful stone. E-M-E-R-A-L-D. E-M-E-R-A-L-D. Emerald.That's also a 宝石 very expensive.
我们讲说翡翠色的这种绿宝石翡翠宝石啊你看你们随便问几个哇卜大哥都可以把它弄出来而且清清楚楚。所以我是要说照那个句子没有照做的。He stayed up late last night, counting money. 昨晚呢熬夜在算钱。
Nonsense.
其实说实在话 ,Bruce 呢他本身呢他是喜欢旅游到世界各地尤其他对地理还有这天文方面他都很懂所以这方面当然他也是了解的。好了接着我们再看 Ruby is trying to get her friend 后头加 to get somebody to do something 这个记住是一个重点我们造个例子
Dad got me to go to the store for him
啊，爸爸呢叫我呢去到商店替他买东西再来一遍
Dad got me to go to the store for him
Dad got me, 我们用了过去时 ,G-O-T, got me. 后头一定要放 to, to go to the store for him. Store, 商店
S-T-O-R-E, S-T-O-R-E, store.
但如果用 made 的话当然是 get 加人或者是 somebody 或者接 to 点点点但用 make somebody 的时候或者就不能加 to 用原形的动词所以这边也可以用 made 带进去
Dad made me go to the store for him
所以 get somebody to do something make somebody do something 这是要特别记住这是一种使役动词大使的使役服劳役的役使役动词 Ruby is trying to get her friend Tony to go bird watching with her 也可以写成 Ruby is trying to make her friend Tony go bird watching with her 这边 go 后头呢加了个 ing 这样的词呢有很多像 go dancing go shopping
go swimmingGo fishing,
去钓鱼
go camping,
去露营等等 go bird watching, 就是赏鸟。刚才讲的 go camping 这个字蛮实用的 ,camping 我们把它拼一下
C-A-M-P-I-N-G, C-A-M-P-I-N-G, camping.
这种用 go 后头加 ing 这种词类通常表示到户外去从事一些活动像 go shopping 一定会出门到外头去买东西去呢 go dancing 一定要先出门然后去跳舞去 go swimming 这样子不在家里面做而是一定要走到外头去的好了接着我们再来看 Ruby 说 You really should get some exercise Tony Tony 啊你真的需要呢一些运动了。这个 get 这个地方等于 need。You really should need some exercise。其实我可以把 get some 把它去掉。 我就直接说 you really should exercise. Exercise 就直接是表示运动。当名词或者当动词都是运动。If you want to stay fit, you should exercise on a regular basis.、
Mm.
啊、这样造句。
Don't look at me.
如果、啊、你要是身材保持得很棒，体态要很好，你就必须要固定的、规律的做运动。哎，就这么说。我再把它说一下，大家可以写起来。If you want to stay fit,Fit 是这样拼的
F-I-T F-I-T Fit
也就是身体很好的这当个形容词用 If you want to stay fit You should exercise On a regular basis On a 什么什么 basis 就是以什么基础就是 On a regular basis Regular 是这样拼的
R-E-G-U-L-A-R R-E-G-U-L-A-R, regular, and basis is spelled B-A-S-I-S, B-A-S-I-S, regular basis, on a regular basis, 不可以 in, 用 on a regular basis.
Why don't you come bird watching with me this weekend?这个周末你何不一块跟我来去呢赏鸟去好不好 Why don't you come? 这 come 就得 come、to my house、到我家来 and go bird watching with me 然后再去赏鸟去不过这个我们讲太多话了就直接给我们一个概念说啊，来到我这边来然后我们再一块去赏鸟就 come bird watching 照样可以这样说的好啦我们接着看 That sounds boring 哇那听起来真无聊啊 What's bird watching all about anyway 哎到底呀、啊、这个句尾加 anyway 翻成一种强调的用法其实不需要翻出来、
嗯、
哎它到底、这个商量是有关什么事情是什么一回事情啊首先我们先谈这个 boring 这个字吧令人无聊的可是如果说 bored, B-O-R-E-D, 这个时候是感到无聊的。这个时候要用人当主语。尤其用在 be bored 加 with 的用法。或者是 feel bored, 后者一定要加 with, 对什么感到很无聊觉得没有什么意义啊没有什么意思在里头。我们造个例子。
I feel bored with this lesson. Let's go dancing.
啊这课上烦了咱们去跳舞去吧再来一遍。
I feel bored with this lesson. Let's go dancing.
所以这个 boring 呢我们就可以这样说 This lesson is boring. Let's go dancing. Boring 是令人觉得烦的。但是 bore, B-O-R-E, 它可以当动词。This lesson bores me to death. 哇是让我烦死了。但 bore 这个字啊其实它可以当一个名词用 He's always a bore 它总是让人看好烦了 Bruce is always a bore 那 the dancing last night 或是 the dancing party last night 昨晚那个舞会 was a bore 它可以修饰人或东西对不对
Right 都可以、
Be a bore 就等于 be boring This lesson is a bore 就可以说 This lesson is boring 蛮不错的好了 ,what's 什么什么东西 all about? 哦这个用法相当棒。What is 什么什么东西 all about? 有某个东西到底是怎么一回事情啊它是什么内容啊来我们模仿先来告诉我们解释一下怎么使用就是顺便造句子。
If you want to learn about something, you have heard of something, but you don't know much about it, you can use this great expression. What's something all about anyway? 用不用 anyway 都可以。So, parents often ask their children, what's that MTV all about?
那个 MTV 到底是谈的什么一个东西啊？什么叫 MTV? 这个用非常棒。
Well, on TV, I think in every country nowadays, you can watch what people call music television, MTV for short. But parents don't like to watch it. They can't understand why their children love watching MTV. So they ask, usually their teenage children, you spend so much time watching that MTV. What's it all about anyway?
现在在世界各地啊，几乎我们都可以看到一个频道上面写的大写的 M， 然后个 TV 的样子，也就是一些歌星啦，或一些歌手唱歌啦，啊，或者一些背景啦，用电脑合成的啦，这个电算机合成的这些形象啊，我们就说，这到底什么东西啊？怎么回事啊？爸妈就这样说，年轻人就比较喜欢，哎呀，你不懂，这好棒啊，就这样。我们常常说，哎，这个 rap 有一种音乐叫 rap。一直讲话的不唱的用说的这种饶舌歌到底是什么一回事啊？英文怎么讲
Rap music R-A-P R-A-P is a kind of singing that is more like chanting than singing C-H-A-N-T C-H-A-N-TPeople chant to music, which has a very, very strong beat. B-E-A-T, B-E-A-T.
节奏很明很强的、B-E-A-T 是代表节奏，尤其用古典，咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚，是这样啊。然后呢，他讲 rap 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 rap， 用这样的声音，他不是用唱的，他几乎是用的。念出来的这样的声音叫 rap， 所以我们就可以讲了 What's rap all about? Rap 到底是什么东西啊？就可以用这样的话。好了，接着我们再看 Bird watchers study birds and their natural surroundings. It's a great hobby. 他说赏鸟的人叫 bird watchers， 这些人呢 study birds 研究这些鸟，怎么个研究法？ In their natural surroundings，他们不在书本里头研究，也不是看标本，他们直接在他们自然的环境里头将来研究。And their natural surroundings 其实就等于 habitats 在这边。
Wow, very good word. Habitats. H-A-B-I-T-A-T 复数加 S. H-A-B-I-T-A-T-S.Habitats. Peter used the plural because different birds live in different habitats. Some live in the forest, some live on the mountains, some live in or near the rivers.
所以动物栖息的场所我们用 habitats. Surroundings 可以修饰人，修饰动物，他们所栖息的环境都可以用 surroundings.但要特别记住 one habitat, two habitats, 那可以数的。但是 surroundings 呢就永远是用复数加个 s。
That's right, 只有复数 surroundings。
用的时候就用 surroundings。但它跟 environment 有什么区别呢？我们先把 environment 把它拼一下。
E-N-V-I-R-O-N-M-E-N-T.E-N-V-I-R-O-N-M-E-N-T Environment.
The environment 跟 surroundings 通常在使用的时候 environment 是单数、
That's right.
Surroundings 是永远用复数的、但这两个都表示环境，有什么区别没有？
差不多了，
都可以使用、所以这个 environment 通常用单数， surroundings 用复数。他们来看 It's a great hobby 这是很棒的一种嗜好 What's the fun in that? 那里头有什么好玩的地方没有？那么这里头 What's the fun in that? 即使这个 fun 已经做了这个名词它前面加的但现在的用法里头这个 fun 呢也可以当形容词用比如说 It's a fun game. 哇，这是一个很有趣的那么一个游戏。我们就不能说 it's a funny game， 意思都对，这个文法都对，语法都对，但意思不一样。
嗯、
funny 是指的滑稽的。
Right, so it was a funny movie. We went to see a movie and we laughed and laughed and laughed. It was very funny. Then we went out to go bowling and that was a lot of fun.、
Mm.
But bowling isn't funny.、
Mm-hmm. 的确打保龄球哇很有趣我们就用 fun 这个字。当然像刚才照这个句子我可以这样说 this one,was a fun movie, but that one was a funny movie.、这部是很有趣的一部电影，那部是很好笑的电影。Funny 是好笑的、滑稽的 ，fun 是代表有趣的啊。念这个字，不要念的 fun， 要念的 fun， 像吃饭的饭，像啊。好了，接着我们再来看。We enjoy listening to different birds sing, looking at them fly.And watching how they behave. 我们很喜欢 we enjoy. 记住千万不要说 we enjoy to listen. Enjoy 后头一定要放动名词的。好了 I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy working with you. 我们都可以随时造句。好了 we enjoy listening to different birds sing. 我们喜欢听不同的鸟他们歌唱。你看 listening to.加宾语之后呢 different birds 之后后头照样可以用原形动词做补足语 sing looking at them fly 看着他们飞你看 looking at them fly 用的原形动词就受到 looking at 的影响 and watching how they behavewatching how they behave 我刚刚念成、澳洲人
是澳洲话
那那个怎么念呢 behave
behave
澳洲腔出来了 and watching how they behave 然后看着他们怎么样的举止他们这个动作是什么样子这边用了 how 引导的名词从句作为 watching 后头的宾语 behave诶这是一个好字啊。这个 behave 常常说爸爸呢对孩子说要守规矩要怎么说
?behave yourself.
记住要用 yourself 反身代词做他的宾语再来一遍。
behave yourself.
嗯小的时候不大哥有没有常听着这样的话
?No, what I heard was,
直接打上来了。Sorry, behave yourself. 哎，我觉得您父亲的跟我爸爸好像是一样的，我们的这个年龄都是这样的哈，啪呀，而且还不是打一点点，打好多次，啪啪啪是这样子。哎，想不到以前美国的孩子也是经常被打。
有
啊，
是 same。
现在就比较少了，对不对啊
？Except my children.
啊，这样的，我的孩子啊，小的时候啊，就还打过的。
会打，嗯。
好了，因为英文有一句话，孩子不打不成器，对不对
？Spare the rod, spoil the child。
好，我们再把那个 spare 把它拼一下
，spare, spare。Here, spare means not use or save, save. Rod, 棍子 ，rod, rod。Spoil, 破坏、
嗯、
S-P-O-I-L, S-P-O-I-L, 当然 child. Again, spare the rod. If you don't use the rod, then you will spoil your children.、
嗯、
so short is, spare the rod, spoil the child.
孩子不打不成器把杆子就是那些棍子腾了一边啊，不用它的话，那么这样小孩子会宠坏的。当然了，如果孩子乖，我们就不需要打了。
嗯，
哎，这是有时候适当的一些处罚还是有必要的。好，我们接着往下看。What else? 那还有什么呢 ？Well, it's also relaxing to be around nature. 这个 it 当然是代替后头的 to be around nature。能够环绕大自然呢，这也是会令人有轻松的感觉 ，relaxing， 令人轻松的，自己感到轻松的是 I feel relaxed. Relax 加了 ED 是感到轻松的。ING, 令人轻松的。The music is relaxing.、
嗯、
I feel relaxed. 就这么造句。
Counting money is relaxing.
啊算钱是令人轻松啊。啊接着往下看。And walking in the mountains helps keep you fit. 他说在山中走路啊漫步啊整个呢是一个动名词短语做主语。Helps, 记住 ,helps 后的那个 to 啊可以省得掉。Helps to keep you fit, 会使得你保持很好的这种身材体格很棒。Fit, 这个字我们说过啊 ,stay fit, 保持良好的体魄。To stay fit, you should exercise every day, 就这样子。好了我们接着往下看。Nothing is more relaxing than watching TV in my air-conditioned room. 他说没有一件事情要来得更令人轻松。要比什么轻松呢 ?than watching TV, 要比看电视轻松。在哪儿看电视呢 ?in my air-conditioned room, 在我那有空调的房间里头。我不想出去。I'm a lazy bones,、
嗯、
永远要加个 S.
Right, watch out. Lazy bones, L-A-Z-Y-B-O-N-E-S. L-A-Z-Y-B-O-N-E-S. One word, lazy bones.
A lazy bones, two lazy bones, 永远单复数都要加 S. 最后要讲了、啊、You're hopeless, 你无药可救你没希望了。那接下来呢这又说了and you're bird-brained 你呀真是笨啊笨得跟小鸟的脑袋一样笨笨的好我们现在从头到尾我们把它念一遍
Lesson 82 Being Around Nature Part 1 Dialogue Ruby is trying to get her friend Tony to go bird-watching with her She says You really should get some exercise, Tony. Why don't you come bird watching with me this weekend? He says, That sounds boring. What's bird watching all about anyway? Bird watchers study birds in their natural surroundings. It's a great hobby. What's the fun in that? We enjoy listening to different birds sing, looking at them fly, and watching how they behave.What else? Well, it's also relaxing to be around nature, and walking in the mountains helps keep you fit. Nothing's more relaxing than watching TV in my air-conditioned room. You're hopeless, and you're bird-brained.
谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye, everyone. See you next time.